At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. This is Dr. Howard Rankin, and today I am delighted to have with me, all the way from Colorado, Cheryl Stelt. She is a spiritual coach and healer with a lot of experience, and it's going to be really interesting to hear her perspective on what we call miracles. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Oh, it truly is an honor. I'm so happy to be here.
Me too. So let's just start with one set question and get that over with. So this is really designed to help the listeners understand where you are coming from. Just tell us a little bit about how you get to be what you're doing now in the spiritual field.
Well, I will tell you, this was never planned. The last thing I ever wanted to do was work with people because I thought I had enough problems of my own and it would be way too much. But it actually all started with a bit of a miracle. I was on the beach one day and a friend of mine, we had gone to pick oysters. I was living on Vancouver Island. I'm actually Canadian. And we're waiting for the tide to go out, and she offered to practice kinesiology on me. So I said, sure. So she was doing this kinesiology with energetic clearing, and she was saying things like, it's this person, it's that person, and she would do all this little finger muscle testing, and I'm laying there on the beach, and all of a sudden, my deceased brother's spirit showed up as a ball of white light hovering above me. And it was the most intense love I had ever felt in my life. And she's carrying on. And I have tears streaming down the side of my face. And then suddenly she said, it's your brother. And then she said, oh my God, he's here. And then, and so she ended up channeling him and what he had to say. And the long of the short of it was, his message to me was to start meditating. And I had been recently diagnosed with severe depression, and he had taken his life at the age of 30. And It was that time, it was just over 33 years ago, almost 34. Anyway, it was around that time when diagnosing depression was becoming an in thing. And so I was put on medication, and I'd never had a spiritual experience. I was raised Roman Catholic. This was not in my world. This was not in my world. So it was extraordinary. It was quite miraculous. So after the long weekend and I went back to Victoria, I found a place to learn how to meditate, and it went from there. And that's what got me on my journey.
Wow, what an experience. Wow, one on the beach too. That's unbelievable. Well, it isn't. It's believable. It's fantastic. Oh my gosh. That I'm surely changed you in so many ways.
Yes. And at the time I went back, and then nobody in my family really believed me, especially my father. He said, "No, it's not, it didn't happen. She's imagining it. It absolutely didn't happen." And I just because of my earlier programming and conditioning through my family, started to really question it. And then I talked to my sister-in-law, who was studying at the time educational psychology, and she said, "Cheryl, it's actually normal when you have this kind of experience." She said, "I was talking with a friend of mine, and it's normal." And she said, "You might want to read a little bit about from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross." So I started reading her, and that helped me understand the experience so much better. And then I started meditating. I went off the antidepressants after about 3 months, and I never went back on.
Oh.
And my doctor, every time he would see me, he was blown away, and he would give me the questionnaire for the depression, and I would answer all the questions, and he would just shake his head. He's like, "This is unbelievable." He said, "You should have been on that the rest of your life."
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's medicine for you. I mean, in some ways, that experience, not as this is necessarily intended to be a criticism of the medical profession, but in some ways, that experience really highlights the division, if you will, between the materialist medical world and the spiritual world, right? I mean, you conform to all the things. We got to check you off. Yeah, that's what it means. Then we go to the next box and we give you this, and then we go to the next box. And yeah, I understand, but it's missing something.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And so it really worked for me. It really worked for me. I will say though, if my meditation practice waned, I could feel the depression returning. So I just thought, "Oh no, this is going to be my medication." And I continued on, and I would say 6 months into meditating, I've never missed a day. And that's over 30 years ago.
Well,
Would never miss a day.
had you ever done any meditating prior to that, or is this your basic introduction?
I don't think it was even a word in my vocabulary.
Okay.
I don't think I ever spoke. Spirituality, spiritual, spirit. I was, meditation, yoga wasn't, it was, yoga
No.
was just starting to take off at that time. Which I, started doing yoga. I thought, well, this is what spiritual people do, I guess. And I liked it because it became meditative for me.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of the values of it. And so then how did that manifest in your life then, this experience, a spiritual experience, and diving into it?
Well, what happened that was most unusual, I think. In my meditation classes, my belly just wanted to go into a long breath naturally. And my instructor said, No, you don't need to do that. You just breathe normally." And it seemed to be once I would be meditating long enough, my body just wanted to do that. And it was a struggle to try and breathe normally. So I finished that class and carried off on my own. And I allowed my body to do this. And I believe the reason that my body wanted to breathe with long breaths was because as a child, I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where it's really cold in the winters. And my mother put the fear into us that when you walk to school, we had 6 blocks to walk, you don't breathe through your mouth. If you start to, breathe heavier, you always breathe through your nose because your lungs could freeze and you could die. And so it could be minus 20 or minus 30, and here we are walking to school, and I would start to shiver. And we were always bundled up, but here I would be shivering, and somehow I learned to calm my body through a long breath. And so I would use that in the winter time because I'm stimulating the vagus nerve, and we know
Right.
all the things that it does. So then my body would relax and I wouldn't feel as cold. And then I started to use it in phys ed in junior high school when we had to run around the track. And I noticed if I used a longer breath, my endurance was better. And I taught that to my friends. So back to the meditation. So my body was used to this.
Right.
And so it would just do it on its own. And what I didn't realize what was happening was that it was changing my brain function with a long breath like that. And I started to go into my subconscious, and memories started to come up, fragmented memories, memories, but the emotions held in. And, like you, like most of us this age, and even people today, didn't grow up with an emotional resource. Nobody talked about their emotions. You could be happy or angry, but you didn't talk about how you were feeling. And you didn't, in my family, you didn't have anyone to go to with you were on your own with your emotions. So of course, I had a backlog, like most people, of repressed emotions. And I started to touch into those. And I started to access some of the things that happened earlier in my childhood. And started to heal myself. And this all happened right after I divorced my first husband, who was an alcoholic narcissist. And the word narcissist wasn't a thing at the time by far. I can recognize it now, but of course, I married a narcissist because my father was quite narcissistic. And I mean, let's talk about the conditioning for,
Absolutely,
how many
absolutely.
years the man comes first in the whole thing. So I continued on with that, and it was benefiting me tremendously in so many different areas, as a mother, as a friend, in my work. And then people started to ask me, can you teach me? And so I would lead meditations for others. And there was a period of time, there was it was a group of friends would gather together and I would lead the meditations. And then I started studying sort of secondhand somatic experiencing and somatic touch, Peter Levine's work. He wrote The Tiger, through my sister-in-law, who was studying educational psychology, and I was her guinea pig. And I wanted to do the training, but they wouldn't let me because I wasn't a therapist. And so I just learned and kept doing it on myself. She would come and stay with me when she would be doing the training, and then she would leave. And so I started using that and found that very beneficial. And then I went into Hakomi body centered psychotherapy. I don't know if you've heard of Ron Kurtz's work. He was from BC, Canada, quite well known in British Columbia. And then I got into shamanism, and I learned shamanic healing, and it just went on and on. I got a diploma in acupressure, studied all these modalities primarily with the intention to heal myself because I was not a happy woman. There I had a lot of problems. And then people wanted to, I just had more and more people ask me. And then once I really got the hang of the shamanic work, I started doing that work on others. And I did that for over a decade, but I stopped because what I realized I didn't like about it, you leave your body. There's too much. I like to stay in the body. And I realized that it wasn't ideal. It was like, and I was only, I got, it was felt like I got as far as I could with it. So I went back to the inner healing, and there was so much I was getting out of acupressure and even just my own meditations. And believe it or not, I had gone back to school and I studied interior design, and I started a spiritual interior design business. And I did a lot of the healing through my interior design business. So people, my tagline was designing for the soul. So I would lead my clients in meditations, and we would find where their blocks were, and I would do healings on them, and then we would transform the home to reflect their true selves. And
Wow.
so I did that for quite some time, and I had that business for over a decade. I think you see the pattern. I'm a decade kind of person. And then I gained this position with a company, my work. I hired my brother to do the bulk of the admin and that sort of thing. I was sort of a contractor. So I didn't have to work that much. So I thought, I'm going to build this spiritual business because this is what I really love to do. And just teaching meditation is not going to pay my bill. And so I started mentoring, coaching, started doing a lot more energy healing, and it just took off. It was like from here to here to here. And so here I am now. I wrote my third book last year, and never could have imagined this is what I'd be doing. And it's so fulfilling, as you know.
Yes, very fulfilling. And one of the things about people seeking out, and be interested as we talk more about this, people seeking out spiritual help is they want to know. They want to be engaged, right? It's not like, I'm not really interested. I don't believe in all this stuff. Once they've made the effort, I would think the vast majority of people, once they've made the effort to seek that out, they're engaged typically. Whereas in a lot of things, a lot of people aren't necessarily that engaged. So that's a much deeper connection right off the bat, I would think. Much deeper connection right off the bat. Well, this is awesome, Cheryl. And I think it's really important in this field. And I, of course, know several people like yourself who've got into this field. I think that it's really important that people have, they just don't have the knowledge, they have the experience. They have the experience of it. Whatever you're dealing with, if you've been through it, even, you might be very knowledgeable about the facts and what have you, but if you have experienced it, that makes all the difference. That makes all the difference.
So completely true. And even it seems that all my clients come to me with the same or similar wounds that I've healed in myself. And it really becomes miraculous. It's like when they first come to see me, we go deep, deeper, deeper until we get to the womb. I have to wonder, how many women out there have these wonderful pregnancies where all they do the whole 9 months is feel love for their child? I get all the women where the marriage was already on the rocks, or it was an unplanned child, or they weren't really wanted. In my early healing, I asked my mother, I did a meditation and some healing. I really got the strong sense that I was the second, not planned. The first one was planned, that my dad was angry around, they were so young, angry around how much these babies cost, this baby cost, and he did not want another one too soon. And my mother was not taking her birth control pills properly. And so my mother was just devastated. And then I get these women who discovered that they weren't
Same
actually so
thing.
and
Same
the
thing.
wounds, and it's you know that in itself is miraculous, but even to heal down to a soul level where it's really like the pain can be so great that it covers up the essence of the being, the essence of who we truly are. I just had a woman the other day, and she went back to early in the womb, and she was raised alcoholic father and totally codependent mother, but made the child the adult. You understand that dynamic. So the child took care of everything, and she could feel being in the womb. She was the second one as well. Her mother saying, "No, this one's going to be different." And she leaned on her, and this woman, she's now close to 70, and she came to me so sick and tired of not having her own life. She felt like she's never really ever lived her own life. And in that session, it was like her soul broke through and said, "I came here to be a bright shining light. I am a bright shining light." You know, and her perfection and the love, and to hear all the truths come pouring out when we release what's not true.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And on that note, we'll take a short break from our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be right back to talk more about the practice and maybe some of the great cases you've worked with. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I'm delighted to be talking with Cheryl Stelt. And before the break, she was talking about her transition, as it were, into the spiritual world and spiritual healing. And we were talking about so much of the challenges and problems people have are things that have been taught to them as a child. Welcome back to The Miracle Within You today. I'm delighted to be talking with Cheryl Stelt. And before the break, she was talking about her transition, as it were, into the spiritual world and spiritual healing.
How those things imprint themselves.
And we were talking about so much of,
and not just their body,
the challenges and problems people have are things that have been taught to them as a child, as an infant, as a child,
in shamanism,
and that they have somehow had to defend or hide or run from or whatever, you know, you want to name that, how those things imprint themselves on someone, and not just their body, you know, but also their soul.
Find it on my website, but I can come across it with can go many people. So deep.
I do in that readings, in shamanism, so I can see the energy, there's I can see the where their blocks are, where the wounds and traumas are,
and where their light is shining
sometimes the traumas
brightly.
Are so great,
and that the soul can't handle it,
and the soul
don't
fragment.
Show themselves right away.
And so
because
I do soul
they're
retrieval.
buried.
It's
It's not
like
something
they're
I advertise.
deep.
You
But
won't
then,
find
as
it on
we
my
do the
website.
work, but
I
often it
can
will
come
come
across
up and I will
with
see
many
missing
people.
energy
I
that, where
do
there's just nothing
readings.
There.
I do chakra readings so I can
it's
see the
vacant
energy. I can
energy.
see where their
There's a
blocks
piece
are, where the
missing.
wounds and traumas
And
are, and
when
where their
that
light is shining
happens,
brightly.
those
And
people's lives
fragmented soul
change.
Parts
They turn around on a
don't
dime
show
because
themselves
they're
right away.
all
because
there.
There's more of
They're
them there.
buried. It's like
Yes, and I
you.
have worked
But
over
then, as we do the
the course of
work,
my career
often it will
with
come up, and
some
I will
very
see the
severely
missing energy that where there's
dissociative,
just nothing
disordered
there.
people.
It's
And you see the same
vacant
thing there,
energy.
where
There's a piece missing.
those parts of them are
And
just
when
hidden
that
because
happens,
it's too
those
painful.
people's lives
And it may be
change. They
so
turn around on a
painful and
dime.
need to be so
They're
hidden that, you
all
know, they
there.
develop
There's
alter
more of them
egos
there.
and, you know, lose Yes, and I
consciousness
have
and
worked
move in
over
and out
them.
of it.
It's forced
It's
my
really
career
remarkable.
with
And you
some
have to
very
see it, I
severely
think, to believe it, because
dissociative,
it sounds a
disordered
little,
people.
wacky,
And you see
but
the
it's
same
true.
thing there,
It's
where
absolutely
those,
true. There's
you've
parts
seen
of them
them,
that
I've
just
seen
hidden.
them,
So many others have
because
seen
it's
it.
too painful.
This is what happens.
And
Your
it may be
subconscious
so painful
takes
and
over,
need to be
because
so
your
hidden
consciousness can't
that, you
handle
know,
it.
they develop alter egos
It's too
and, you
much.
know, lose consciousness and move in and out of it.
And so
It's
when
really
you find people
remarkable.
like
And
that,
you
and
have
you're
to
working
see
with
it,
them,
I think,
how
to believe
what do
it,
you,
because
I'm
it sounds
sure,
a
I'm sure
little
you have a variety
variety
of
of
different
different, but
tools
it's true.
available to you.
It's
What do you,
absolutely
how do you
true.
approach
You've
that
seen it, I've seen
typically?
it, so many others have
Well,
seen it. This is what
it's really,
happens.
to
You
me,
know, your
there's three
subconscious
stages
takes
sort of
over,
overall. And I have
because
my
your
own
consciousness can't
Azarius
handle
energy
it.
healing program.
Yep,
I have a
it's too much.
certification program that I
Yeah.
teach so others can
And so
teach
when
too.
you find
But
people
while we're
like
doing the
that and you're
work,
working with
it's
them,
all
how,
about
what do you,
helping
I'm
them
sure you
learn how
have a
to do it for
variety of different
themselves.
tools
Sure, we
available to
all
you.
need
What
help
do you,
sometimes,
how do you
but
approach
you
that
want to. I
typically?
want them to be
Well,
empowered that they can do it too.
it's really,
So
to me, there's three
there's
stages,
and if you think of the word
sort of
ACE,
overall,
and I
I
have
always just
my
think of
own
an ACE of
Azarius
spades, a
energy
coin.
healing
So
program. I
A's
have a
for access. You have
certification
to
program
access
that
what's in the subconscious.
so others can do this too.
And
But while we're doing the
it's, you
work,
know, I
it's
love your
all about
podcast around
helping them
thinking.
learn how to do
You
it for
know,
themselves.
I think
Sure,
therefore
we
I'm
all
wrong.
need help
So I
sometimes,
will often
but
call out
you
my
want
clients, or
to, I
sometimes
want them to be
I'll
empowered
ask
that they
a
can
question,
do
I'll
it
ask them
too.
to go
So
inward
there's
and go
three
into the
steps.
subconscious,
And
and
if
I
you think
can
of the
tell
word
as
ACE,
soon as
you,
they've
I
gone
always
back
just
into the
think of
left
it
brain,
as
I just say,
ACE
oh, you're
speaking.
thinking. It's a card. You think,
So A is
let's
for
go back
access.
into
You
how
have
to
access what's in the
Absolutely.
Right brain,
subconscious.
it has such a
And
different function. So
it's
it's, you know, I love
access
your
what's in the
podcast
subconscious
around thinking.
and we
You
do
know,
that with a
I
full
think, therefore,
breath.
I'm wrong.
You want to
So
count
I will
to
often
6 or 8 seconds
call out my
because
clients
that
sometimes
changes the brain
I'll ask
function
a question, I'll
to the
ask them to
frontal
go
lobe
brain and
and
freeze
go
up
into
to
the
subconscious.
subconscious.
And I can
And so
tell
you
as soon as
can't
they've
be
gone back
thinking
into
with
the
your
left
left
brain,
brain. Oh, you're thinking.
and it naturally
thinking.
happens.
As
You
you
go
just
back
go
into the
into
right
right
kind of
right right absolutely
and you
right
sink
brain
into
it
it.
has
such
so
a different
that's
function.
the access.
So it's
And you can
access what's in the
absolutely set an
subconscious.
intention.
And
we
And
do
as
that
you
with a
know,
full
Howard,
breath.
You
if
want to
any
count to
problem you
6 or 8 seconds,
if you have
because
an
it overreaches
overreaction
the
or a
brain
trigger to
function
something,
to the frontal
it
lobe
usually
brain and
goes back
frees up
to your
the
childhood.
subconscious.
So
you can
and so
take
you can't
anything
think
that's
thinking
going
with your
wrong
left
in your
brain
life
and
and
it
set
naturally
intention that
happens.
you want
You
to
just
heal
go
it,
into
you want
it.
to
It's
clear
kind of
it,
like waiting
and you
and you
start
sink into it.
there.
So
that's
and
the
you can you
access.
go
And you
into it and
can
you can do what I call
absolutely
you
set an
follow the
intention.
emotional thread.
And as you
Because
know,
trauma, it's been
Howard,
proven that
if
trauma is
any
stored
problem you
on the
have
right side of
today,
the
if
brain
you have an
through
overreaction or a
physical
trigger to
sensations and
something,
emotions,
not
it usually
through
goes
linear
back to your
memories,
childhood.
that's all
So
left
you can
brain.
take
So
anything that's
you
going
can
wrong in
follow
your
your
life
emotional
and
thread
set
and
the
find all
intention that you
these
want to heal it, you
repressed
want to clear it,
emotions.
and you
And then
start
you
there.
clear. So A is
And
for
you can you
access.
go into
C
it
is
and
for
you can
clear.
do what I call
And
you
clear
follow the
is
emotional
continuing
thread
with the full
because trauma, it's
breathing
been proven that trauma
until the
is stored
emotion
on the right side of the brain
clears.
through,
And it
physical
opens up the
sensations and
energy. It
emotions,
actually
not
clears the
through
block.
linear
And I
memories.
see
That's
the
all left
blocks is
brain.
just black.
So
And the energy
you
is
can
not flowing.
follow the
And
emotional thread
then
and
the
find
light
all these
will
start to flow, and you
repressed
may experience it
emotions.
or you may
And then
not.
you clear
But
them.
then you're
So A is for
accessing your deeper
access.
inner
C is for
truths.
clear.
And
Clear
even
is
to at the
continuing
soul
with the
level
full
why you're
breathing
here
what this life is
until the
about for you
emotion
and
clears.
The
And it
truths of your
opens up
being
the energy. It
and
actually
life
clears the
and
block. And I
relationships
see
and
the
people
blocks as just
and how
black.
we
The
relate
energy
to
is
the
not
world.
flowing.
And
And then
you become
the light will
empowered.
start to flow,
So
and
it's
you may
A is
experience
for
it or you may
access, C is
not.
for clear, E
But
is
then
for
you're
empowered.
accessing
So
your
then when
deeper
these
inner
truths
truths.
come to,
my client,
and even to
they come
at
to
the
you,
soul level why
then
you're
you
here
breathe
with this
into
life
those
is about
new truths
you,
with that same full breath,
the truth
and you're
of
taking
your
advantage
and,
of the brain's neuroplasticity
and relationships
and you're reprogramming and how you relate
so
to
then,
the world.
And I have them do that,
and
as
then
your
you become empowered.
For the next week or two.
So
you
it's
meditate every day,
A is for access, C is for
clear,
that,
E is
and
for
then
empowered.
You don't have to do
so
the mindset
these
work and try and think differently and respond
to my client.
It becomes natural
to
you.
You
are
then you breathe
different.
Into
and
those
then,
new truths with that same full
me,
breath. And you're
wow,
taking advantage of the brain's neuroplasticity.
It's,
and
it's
you're
like
reprogramming. So and
so
did this, and
so
I respond,
and
with
I have
that.
Them do that.
And I
as
even
your
have
assignment
some
for
clients
say,
week or two,
you
meditate
sure
every day,
you're not working
and you keep
on
going
my
with
husband.
That. And then you don't have to do the mindset work and try and think
now.
Differently. And
it's like he's healing.
It becomes natural
well, guess
because
what, folks,
you are
the energy of
different.
That ripples
and then,
out.
And then
it radiates out and
say to
affects
me,
those around
wow,
you, especially
I can't
the ones
believe
you love
the most. This happened.
Yeah, yes.
It's,
and
it's like a miracle.
And
so
yes,
and
you're
so
right. The subconscious is the key here.
And
the thing about the subconscious
say,
is not
sure
verbal.
You're not working on
and that's why you just can't talk it out.
So different
right?
Now.
You may
like
need to do some
healing.
Talking to
well,
get yourself
what,
in the right mindset. But just talking about it, not going to work. The subconscious
those
is emotional.
You, especially the ones you love
right.
The most.
And that's
yeah,
where you
yes,
have to hit
and,
it. And
you can talk
and
all
yes,
you want.
Yes, you're right. The subconscious is the
so,
key here.
You know,
and
if
the
you're
thing
in
about
psychoanalysis
and you've been in for 10 years,
is not verbal.
Perhaps you might consider
and that's why you just can't
something
talk
else
it out
that actually
right?
Works.
You may need to do
so
some talking to get
I'm
yourself
sure
in the right mindset.
Many
but
great
just talking about it
with clients
because I know myself
the
subconscious is emotional.
Right,
you know, just
and that's where you have to
moves
hit it.
On,
and
you
know,
talk
evolves in front of your very
so,
eyes.
You know, if you're in psychoanalysis,
amazing
and you've been
experience.
In for 10 years, perhaps you might consider.
And I'm sure you've had a few of those.
Moving to something
yes,
else
yes,
that
have.
Actually
but
works.
What I find
so I'm sure you've had many great experiences with clients
so
because I know myself that when the client
every
you know, just.
Daily.
Moves on and you know evolves
me,
in front of your
is,
very eyes.
I have this one client,
it's
Josie,
an amazing
and
experience.
She was referred to me,
and I'm sure you've had a few of those.
Functional
yes,
medicine.
Yes,
doctor.
I have. And
what
she had,
what I find
issues.
Fascinating,
I mean, she became quite
is
debilitated. She was
even
very,
the after effects. So I get
and
to witness.
She wasn't
the
getting
miracles
well,
within,
she was doing the protocol
every day
and
daily.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been better.
But what surprises
so we
me
started working
is.
And
I
have this one client,
she's
Josie,
well again. She
and
became well.
She was
but
referred
the other thing
to
that
me
happened
by
she told me she ended up doing an advanced
functional medicine doctor.
She just loved
and
the work.
She
so
had
much.
Mold
so
issues.
I
mean, she became quite debilitated.
And she said,
she
oh, Cheryl,
very
I never told you.
And she
did
wasn't
you know
getting well.
After
she was
the first
doing
year
the protocol,
of us when we first started
everything
working
was,
together, my income
she should have been better.
Wow.
So we started working. And
no, you didn't tell me that.
She's well
she said,
again,
I
well.
Attribute it all
but
to the work
other thing
that done.
Happened that she told
and
me, she ended up doing
and then
an advanced
I led a
program
retreat
of mine
recently
she just loved
for this
work
more
so
advanced
so I have
group.
A longer
and we had a good little laugh. And she says,
oh, Cheryl, I never told
over
you.
Over marriages.
Did you know
because if
that
people
after
want
the
their
first
marriages,
year of us,
when
we first started working
work
together,
women.
My income
these women
doubled.
Come to me, and if you want
wow.
Your marriage to stay the same, probably you don't want to come.
No, you didn't tell me that.
She said, I
and what
I
happens
attributed
is people
all to the
end
work
up
we've done,
realizing
and
leave the marriage.
And then I led a retreat
very
quickly
for
the
this
marriage more advanced
group
to change and move
and we
to
had
a level
good little laugh
it's never been at
because
and they become closer
over marriages.
And closer and closer
because if people
and
want
their
marriages
right now because
I mostly
that
work with women
is a miracle
these women
witness.
Come to me
mm-hmm.
If you want your marriage to stay the same
marriages,
probably
and
you don't
and
want to come
and that's where they think
I'm working
on
change.
Their husband
and what happens is
that's great testimony yeah no it's true it changes you in so many ways that
the marriage
and so many people get married young
it's never been at
where relationship simply their role is a reflection of the problems they're having
right now,
you know they're codependent or they're too independent or
marriages.
You know you name it
and
then as they grow out of that role then that relationship
that's
doesn't
great
work.
Testimony yeah
right. No it's true it changes in so many ways
so
that,
I could see how
and so many people get married young
spiritual changes
where their relationship simply their role is a reflection of
the problems they
depending
have,
really
know,
on
codependent
the partner and
or they're
too independent
they can
or,
you know you name
and
it.
Appreciate and help
and then as they grow out of that role
wives,
and that relationship doesn't
in this
work
case,
it doesn't work Lycian, it changes. And so I could see how going to different these spiritual changes is absolutely going to influence the marriage one way or the other, depending really on the other partner and how well they can accommodate and appreciate and help
as you become a clearer
their wives. Really what's happening, in this case,
and you're more in your truth. You can't.
Yeah, but I see it. It changes everything.
No,
it can't.
Yes. It changes everything.
But what it accentuates what's good happens so positive and the negative. So is if things aren't going well, those that will maybe come they took for granted in the marriage or show in themselves their partner more and more.
All of a sudden they see the beauty in it.
As you become grateful, a clearer being, fortunate is they really are, what's happening,
that their husband has
and you're more in your
truth,
and these other ways they interact, those things
can't happen.
Seem to.
But what start
on the positive
more
note,
and more.
But people
what's
will change.
It happens
so
I'm also getting
more and more
is that
healers
things that
in
business
took for granted
and
their
marriage
and their
or
business
in their partner
starts
all
to
of
improve, and a lot of them
beauty.
Will say. Wow,
and
Cheryl,
how grateful they are.
I'm
how
able
fortunate
to go so
they are
much deeper
that their
now
husband
with my
has
clients.
These qualities
and
these,
you
and these
will,
other ways they
because
interact.
You,
mm-hmm.
I've been able to
those
help you go
deeper.
Seem to
right.
so that,
start
I
to
love
how that
more
spreads.
But people
I
will
love
change
how
careers.
That
yes.
I'm also
yes, it's compounded,
more,
isn't it? You help somebody, they help five other people, those
their,
five people help another 10 people and so on. Yeah, it's compounded. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm
and I certainly can
so
see how, in the inappropriate environment, a marriage could actually significantly improve.
Right.
So that, chances are it significantly improves as much as it could be.
Yes.
Work.
Yes. It's compounded, isn't it?
But at least
you help
somebody, they help
truth.
Five other people.
Whatever
those
that
five people help another
is,
10 people,
you know,
and so on. Yeah. It's compounded.
It's not. They're not playing
absolutely.
A role.
Absolutely. And I certainly
and that's
can
what
see
this is about.
How
stop playing the role
in the
and
be, appropriate right? environment, a marriage could actually significantly improve. Chances are it significantly improves as much as it could be that it doesn't work.
Being not,
but
doing,
at least people
absolutely.
Are facing the truth
and whatever that outcome.
I do
is,
think that is something
you know,
that everyone
it's
needs
not,
to understand.
Not playing a role.
That distinction. Between the material
and
world
about,
and the spiritual.
Stop playing the role.
And they need to
and be,
over, they overlap right? to some extent.
Yes. All those roles.
But
and
without the spirituality, where's your meaning coming from? What's the point?
No. Yeah,
about right?
Being.
I think that's
not doing
actually contributes
and to a lot of people.
I do
really
think
depressed.
That is something that
what's the point?
Everyone needs
hand?
To understand
what it,
that
distinction. It's all pointless. It's all meaningless.
Between the material world
very
and the spiritual.
And
they
and
need
they're
over
yeah.
they overlap to some extent.
If you don't if you're not connected
but to why
without the spirituality,
where
is your meaning
is important
coming
and what
from,
it can do
the
and
point?
What the meaning is.
Right?
For I think you, that's
life
actually
contributes
pretty empty
to a lot of people
actually.
Who are depressed.
Absolutely.
What's
and
the point? Why am I here?
Have,
what,
it
what,
have to be
it's all
true.
Pointless.
So
it's all meaningless.
It
and it becomes very nihilistic.
Being the best grandfather in the world. That you're
yep.
connected
if you don't, if you're not connected to why
whoa,
your presence is important and what it can do and what the meaning is for you, life's going to be
soil.
Pretty
you
empty.
Poetry,
actually,
whatever it is,
and
it doesn't just have
to, it doesn't have to be career.
Sense so many of us think
that
only
as
career.
In our work,
it can be
it's
being the best
true.
Grandfather.
Absolutely.
In the world.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And on that note, we'll take
it
another short break for our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to talk about your books and your services. We'll be right back.
Good use of the soil. You might be writing poetry, whatever it is. We just think purpose, our sense of being and value is only in our work. It is simply not true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on that note, we'll take another short break for our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to talk about your books and your services. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You, and I'm delighted to have with me Cheryl Stelt, all the way from Colorado, and we've been talking about the importance, actually, the significance, and maybe the necessary aspect of life, which is spirituality. And it seems so easy in the materialistic world in which we live that people get disconnected from that notion of spirituality and what it really means. It means the work that you are doing, right? It means really understanding yourself, really being able to identify the things that have influenced you and judge whether they are appropriate or not. Yeah. Most people find that, hey, where did you get that idea from? Oh, my dad told me that when I was 3 or whatever, you know? And so it is important. It's crucial if you really want to have meaning in your life. And you made a really good point before we quit in the last section, which was people look for meaning in work. Well, that's great, but it doesn't have to be in work. It's in everything you do. If you appreciate the meaning of the things you are doing and what it means, that is it. And so if you have a job that you can do that in, like we do, we're fortunate, great. But if you don't, okay, you find it elsewhere. You know, you're not going to be spiritual 24/7, but you need to be some of the time. And so based on that, Cheryl, how would you recommend people who haven't really taken this road? How would you introduce that to them? How would you get them to explore that field?
That's such a great question. The number one way is the same way I started, and that's meditating with a full breath. Meditating with a full breath. So it's sitting up nice and straight, with your head tall, no cross-legged legs, feet flat on the floor in a chair. It's necessary to be comfortable. And you want to breathe with your lower abdomen. You can put your hand on your abdomen right now with your thumb at the level of your navel and breathe down there long to the count of 6 to 8 seconds in and 6 to 8 seconds out. And you can take it from there. And I would love to, if we can, you know, put it in the show notes. I have a giveaway with three meditations. So teaching you first to breathe fully and then to make it rhythmic. That helps with coherence. And then my most listened to meditation is creating safety and stability in the root chakra. So it's learning to focus there. And I'm telling you, it can be so transformative. And even long-term clients, they still tell me, you know what, when everything is really tough, if things come up in my life, that's my go-to. So I can offer that for free. And it's, you can do it on your own, anywhere, anytime, even on the bus. Don't worry about it having to be quiet, but you're reconditioning yourself, training yourself.
Right. And it is a medical fact that you're breathing really controls your emotions and your autonomic nervous system. It can get you into different brain states, which is sort of what we're talking about here. But if we wanted to get scientific about, you know, these different states, yeah, we know what they are. Different brain states, we can measure them. And beta state is where we're doing things and focusing on the external world and what have you. And then there's various other states as we go down, alpha state, relaxation, theta state into kind of the meditation, deep breathing state, delta is sleep, and then the gamma state of really being in a different space. A bit of a combination of all of those. And that's what we're doing. So this isn't, there is a physical explanation when we talk about breathing
we understand we're in different, we're getting into different brain states, states of consciousness.
That's right. And it can even, it can be become automatic for you. So what I noticed was that if something stressful comes up for me, my belly automatically starts breathing longer, you know, start taking the long breath, because my system knows it wants to calm down. I'll get the trigger or whatever. And that's where you want to get to. You know, we didn't touch into other altered states like unity consciousness or moving into oneness. And when you do this long enough and you get the wherewithal to continue, and it really, folks, it kind of needs to be daily, then you can move into altered states where you actually experience that there really is no separation between us, that we really are all connected, and that's the experience. And it also heightens, like you talked about, Howard, that sense of being, that we are here, we are beings, we are here to be. And it starts to shift, and your life around you will shift to reflect it, to match it.
Yes, absolutely. And it is an amazing feeling, particularly when that happens for the first time, but it's an amazing feeling. And you do have to practice it a lot, because, you know, meditation isn't about sitting in a comfortable chair for 10 minutes and just doing that. It's about being able to get into that state at any point in time in the day or night when it's necessary or valuable. And I think a lot of people think of meditation as, oh, I got to do this for 15 minutes and then that's it. Well, yeah, maybe, but it's got to generalize. It's got to generalize. And it will if you do it enough, right?
Yes. Up to the longer period of time. Mm-hmm. You can start with 5 or 10 minutes and work.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. For a lot of people, it is a challenge to start with, because you've trained your brain to be on and it's trying to make sense of it all and listening to everything, and just tell it to shut up is not quite so easy. Okay. So first of all, where can people find you in terms of if they want to reach out to you?
You can Google search my name, Cheryl Stelt. But also my website is Star of Divine Light Institute. So it's starofdivinelight.com, and you will find me there. And you can also find me on Instagram. I'm primarily on Instagram. I'm getting to be more on LinkedIn, but message me in one of those two places. That's easy. And you can find me on YouTube, but the best way is starofdivinelight.com. And you can, you know, if you really want to talk to me, just sign up for an insight session. But if you're serious about wanting to know what's going on with you, I do see the energy. I see what energetic blocks look like. And I do chakra readings. And I can see where your energy is flowing well and what your superpowers are. And what people, they're blown away with how much information they get. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not making this up. And I love doing them. And it's really, you know, it's not a lot of money. You sign up for that. You get the recording. You can always have some suggestions on things you can do, how to take care of things. And if you have a business, I'm also moving into business chakra readings. I've been practicing and I'm getting great responses. And so I'm adding that to my list. But yeah, don't hesitate to just hop on a call with me. The more information I think we have, the better.
Yes, absolutely. And I presume you do virtual as well as in-person calls, right?
All virtual.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. Virtual. I'm sure. So people all over the world who are listening to this in different countries can still reach out to you and still engage with you professionally.
Well, yes. And all the healings are done online.
Yes. Yeah.
Because there is no separation.
Right. Right. Yes. Good point. And you also have books. Tell us a little bit about your books.
Yes. Well, my first book I wrote is about the throat chakra. Heal your neck issues and let your throat chakra shine. And what I noticed in my work, all my clients had throat chakra issues. And initially, and it's the throat chakra is all about feeling seen and heard and really speaking your truth. And they would struggle with that sort of thing. And the ultimate level of the throat chakra is expressing your purpose in the world freely. It's really what it's all about. But I felt like I had more throat chakra issues than anybody I ever met. So anyway, I share some of my own stories, but really what I learned, it took me a while to learn this one. If ever you try and heal your throat chakra directly, it'll never hold. It'll never stick, because all your throat chakra issues start in the root chakra and the sacral chakra, the first two. Mm. You have to do that foundational work first, and the energy rises up because comes up the spine. So that was the first book. And it was through that book and that program, I started to work with coaches, and coaches who had no clients for long periods of time. One was, I think the first one I worked with, she had one group of clients and then nobody for 10 months. And she was racking up her credit cards, very concerned. And another one, she had been attempting for a year and a half to get this little group program together and never did it. And both of them, within 6 or 7 weeks, had groups signed up, all the deposits made, and they were off to the races. So very quickly shifting, because they had some subconscious blocks that they couldn't see. And in that book, Client Magnet, that's how that book was formed, Client Magnet, the coach's guide to attract ideal clients through spiritual awareness or spiritual practices. And it's really getting into the truth of your being and radiating that out into the world, so that you shift on the inside and the world shifts around you, and you start to attract those people, those souls who need you the most. And I think it's my most read book. Client. And then just last year, I wrote my third book, From Block to Powerful, the spiritual guide to the...
It's right behind you there.
Yeah, the spiritual guide to unlocking inner clarity and authentic power. You know, and it really goes into what is authentic power. And I've done group sessions on Eventbrite and that sort of thing. And when it's on power, it always makes me laugh that women's intentions around power completely shift when they access their inner power and discover peace. You know, it's really a very peaceful feeling. It's like sometimes like the most powerful person in the room is the one who's hardly saying anything, you know, that sort of thing. So that book, it felt like, I think it's my last book, but it's a compilation of my best practices, of many different ones that I don't even introduce so much in the other two books or my other two programs. And so those are my three books.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, this has been wonderful, Cheryl. Thank you so much for your time and for all you do. And it's been great having you.
Thank you, Howard, Dr. Rankin. You're amazing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.